Selfie obsessed is one way to characterize modern cell phone photography, so why not make it all just a little bit weirder? Meitu is exploding right now, apparently. Available for iOS and Android, it allows you to take a selfie and then magically transform yourself into a fanciful anime-style character. Lots of Gaussian blur, aka beauty filter, to smooth things out. Big buggy eyes, rosy cheeks. I unfortunately downloaded and then
fortunately,
I'm not sure
for us.
There are a lot of people that are complaining about this because the permissions list is pretty sizable for this, both on Android and iOS.
Yeah. I mean, this was an interesting switch experience. Well, first of all, we should show the picture because, I mean, I don't care if we're being tracked by people in China or Russia or anywhere. It's totally worth this photo of Jason.
No, not the video. There's a link under, yeah.
There we go.
Man.
I don't care if I get arrested. It was worth it for that photo alone. But it did bring up a good conversation about permissions on iOS versus permissions on Android. I also downloaded it just to see what the merge. It asked for my phone number. That was weird.
It asked for permission to your phone and contacts, which you can deny, and you did deny.
Yes.
So it didn't give that access for
and
that.
And then it crashed.
Yeah. But then when you went in, did it ask you for it again?
It didn't ask it for me, but I never actually took the selfie. I never got that far.
It's okay. You're not the same.
I enjoyed looking at yours only.
Well, so this app has been around actually for 8 years now, really popular in China. Suddenly out of nowhere, it's exploding in Western markets like the US. So suddenly, everybody's hopping on the viral bandwagon and taking these kind of crazy selfies with them. A lot of security researchers, or some researchers anyways, are looking at this and wondering why it's asking for so many permissions, which kind of led me to something that I'm curious about. I know how permissions work for the most part on Android, and I know that on iOS, if something like access to a camera, like the very first time you launch an app and the very first time you go to use that app to take a picture, it has to ask you for permission to use the camera. And if
Correct.
You say yes, if you allow it, from that point on, it has permission to tap into that functionality of the phone. I saw it for camera. I saw it for gallery. Those two make sense. It asked me about notifications. I said no on that. But all of the other permissions that are listed, at least on Twitter, like you can't. How do you see those permissions? I was never asked for phone, so I'm assuming I just wasn't using the functionality of the app that would require it. Otherwise, it would ask me for it. But when you're installing something from the App Store, is there any easy way to take a look at the full app's permission list to be like, oh, there they all are. No way in heck I'm diving into that one.
Well, it depends on what you mean by easy.
be easy if it's about permissions and that's
important. There are definitely ways to see permissions by individual. So you can go into the camera, you can go into security and privacy settings and see all the apps that have permission to your camera. You can see all the apps that have permission to your microphone. You can see, and then you can turn them off, and then you'll, lose functionality from the app. There's the permissions on iOS are a little bit more locked down, I think. Like there are certainly things that, especially about like when you're using the app. So there's not a whole bunch of options that you have. It's like, and so some apps always have to be on whenever you're using them because iOS doesn't have that extra, like only, it's tracking me only when I'm using the app, that sort of thing. So that's a little bit different. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, when we read about these complaints about security, a lot of people were saying all these permissions are just being asked for on Android phones. But then when you read Jonathan Zdarsky's complaint about Meitu, he says he looked into the code that's running on iOS and it's also asking you particular things that he thought it was strange that they were asking, mostly ad tracking, marketing types of things, not putting you on some list somewhere, which I said and will agree that I am okay being on that list because I got to see that picture.
That's the privacy trade-off
and I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, it is an interesting discussion in the sense, especially with hashtag TwitSwitch, because with Android, no matter what, you can go into settings, and for every app, there is a special permissions page. And when you go in there for all of the things that that app requests permission for, you can deactivate it, even if it possibly breaks a component of the app as a result of it not working. Because there are some apps that, you know, just like major parts of its functionality aren't going to work if you don't give it access to your location, let's say, or whatever. But you can still choose to do that on Android if that part of your security and privacy is so important to you that you don't want to give that app access to that. So that really seems like one big difference between the two, because with iOS, you're, as far as I can tell anyways, and maybe I need to jump into the settings and play around with it a little bit more, but it seems like you're a little more limited from there. It's kind of, in some ways, you have to kind of take it or leave it.
Well, you can turn them off
per
app.
Okay.
But like I said, they might be in the apps as well. They're definitely in settings and permissions, and then they're by what you're doing. So they're by action, by camera, by microphone,
right.
That sort
okay.
of thing.
Okay.
So you can turn them off, and they will break the functionality. You can turn them off even if it breaks the functionality, and it'll ask you again, and then it'll tell you you can't use it.
Yeah, I think what I was looking for when I installed it in the App Store was some sort of pop-up screen that says, these are the permit, because this is what you get on Android, these are the things that this app wants to request of access to your phone. Mm-hmm. That way, before you ever even install it, you know, like, wow, that's a really big list. Like, why do I even want to install this and even, you know, bring it into my phone?
Right.
So you can make that decision after or before you even install it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways, interesting stuff. So, you know, install at your own risk, I suppose. I think really when it boils down to it, it seems to be ad tracking. And yes, ad tracking is insidious. Oh, sorry, Brian. I didn't realize you were doing that. Ad tracking is a thing that exists, and not many people enjoy what it is, but it exists nonetheless. And I think this is just kind of doing it too. So if that bothers you, don't install it, and don't make this filter of your face, because no one needs to see it ever again.